Newark, New Jersey has seen a spike in homicides, robberies, drug dealing, and gang activity. People in the community are upset, especially about the rising murder rate among young African Americans.
It just hurts when I see so much violence, especially fratricide when you're killing your brother, black on black crime.
Community activist Reggie Miller runs programs that offer positive social and emotional development skills for young black children. His goal is to convince them to stay out of trouble and finish college.
I'm trying to get them to just look at life critically and know that they need to, through education, through service and giving back, that your life can take a greater turn than where you are right now.
Dennis Rodriguez knows young people who have committed crimes but who want to change their lives.
A lot of them understand that they have talents and capabilities, but a lot of them think that those talents and capabilities is not what it's supposed to be. A lot of them think they should use that talents and capabilities for something destructive instead of something constructive.
We have the financial resources to put about 450 more cops on the street.
Newark's mayor, Roz Baraka, is trying various ways to curb youth crime. He's put more police officers on patrol, but with mixed results. As a former high school principal, he's also put more resources towards educational programs that target young people in some of the city's most crime-ridden neighborhoods.
So it's not just about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps or just changing your mind and say, I want to do right. It's having the right people and support around you that helps you pick the right path and have the courage and strength to stay on that path.
The mayor's example has 19-year-old Darnell Smith turning his life around.
I want to be known for that guy right there, but he also took another step and went became the next councilman, or like Roz Baraka, councilman, then mayor. That could be me in the next 10, 15 years from now. Like, you never know.
Darrell Price is trying to help 16 to 24-year-old high school dropouts. He runs a program that gives them educational and job skills.
Recidivism rate for young people who we have who have already committed crimes, our recidivism rate is below 5%.
17-year-old Jasmine Barnett had no plans to finish school until she had a baby. Now that she's a parent, she's about to graduate and look for a job.
It always takes that one person who could change you. For me, it was my son.
Community leaders want the city to fund more programs that will reduce youth violence and crime while putting young people here on a path to succeed in life. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Newark, New Jersey.